USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The Justice Department has sued to block Texas' updated congressional and state house maps, Attorney General Merrick Garland said Monday, alleging that the districts redrawn after the 2020 census disenfranchise minorities in violation of the Voting Rights Act.
Texas has violated Section 2 by creating redistricting plans that deny or abridge the rights of Latino and black voters to vote on account of their race, color, or membership in a language minority group.
Lawmakers will honor Bob Dole Thursday when he lies in state in the rotunda of the U.S. Capitol. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called the former Senate Majority Leader an extraordinary patriot and noted his heroic service in World War II. Opening the Senate, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer praised Dole's character and described him as a great statesman. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
The number of police shot and killed in the line of duty has reached a new high, according to statistics from the Fraternal Order of Police. As of midnight on November 30th, there have been 314 officers shot in the line of duty this year. Of those officers shot, 58 of them were killed by gunfire. The FOP stated in a presentation on monthly statistics of shootings of police. Heather McDonald is an expert on the subject.
When you compare that 58 dead officers to the number of officers in the country, which is about 675,000. And then let's look at how many unarmed blacks have been fatally shot by a police officer this year. 4.
Nearly 600 scientists and educators have voiced opposition against California's new K-12 mathematics framework that de-emphasizes advanced courses, warning that it would only worsen the disparities it seeks to address. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
New York City will impose vaccine mandates for the private sector right after Christmas.
New York City will impose a vaccine mandate for all private sector employers in the nation's largest city. The mandate will go into effect on December 27th. Mayor de Blasio on MSNBC Monday morning.
We've got Omicron as a new factor. We've got the colder weather, which is going to really create additional challenges with the Delta variant. We've got holiday gatherings. We in New York City have decided to use a preemptive strike to really do something bold to stop the further growth of COVID and the dangers it's causing to all of us. So as of today, we're going to announce a first-in-the-nation measure. Our health commissioner will announce a vaccine mandate for private sector employers across the board.
It should be noted the Omicron variant of COVID-19 in Africa, where it originated from, is not causing any extra hospitalizations on that continent. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Cargo ships waited in record numbers to offload goods at the nation's busiest ports this week as officials again delayed the start of a new system that would fine shipping companies for storing containers at the busy terminals. An influx of 96 container ships were waiting in line to offload at the Los Angeles and Long Beach ports December 3rd, said Kip Laudit, executive director of the Marine Exchange of Southern California. This was an increase from November 16th, when a record of 86 ships were anchored in the nearby waters. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.